AOA podcast, Frankie C.
That's what we call it.
How you doing, big dog?
Doing all right. Yourself?
Can I say happy Passover without being canceled?
Why would you be canceled for saying happy Passover?
People are getting crazy.
You could say happy Passover, right? That's okay.
I don't know. They have canceled the classes at Columbia because of the protesting. A lot of protesting.
Who's protesting what?
Oh, Israel, Palestine.
Oh, got it. I thought, okay.
It's so bad that people are protesting other people's protesting. That's how much of a hole we're in right now.
Dost thou protest too much?
I think thou doeth. Okay. So Columbia protests. Trump farts. DMB in the R&R HOF.
Oh, I see.
Zoe Deschanel. And me. Some news there.
I don't think I would never have put those two. You can't even.
I know. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be nuts. Off the hook.
It's not making any sense. Off the chains. It's not computing.
Plus, Taylor Swift takes a big, big, big chunk out of Kim Kardashian's followers. And of course, other topics and assorted items and such. All that and more. My friends, on this episode of the podcast.
Didn't think you were going to get it this time. You got it.
I nailed it. Trump farts, I feel like, could be somebody's handle. Doesn't that sound like a Twitter handle?
It does.
Trump Follow farts. Me at Trump farts.
I feel like that should have been the name of his Truth Social.
Trump farts?
Trump farts. Instead of saying I truthed or he read my truth today, I farted and he read my fart today.
Maybe we should stop giving out all the good ideas, because maybe there's something there that we could do.
Just create a social media site called Farts.
Yeah.
And everything that's on there is a fart.
I farted. I refarted. Did you refart my fart? I did.
Was you liked my fart?
I liked you. Should it be liked or smelled? I smelled this fart. This fart was smelled.
It should be smelled and then redelt instead of refarted.
People,
all right. Now all we got to do is figure out how to create a social media site. And I feel like the what's it called? The logos just create themselves. Those are easy.
Just a little plume of gas coming out
of
the
smoke.
Ass.
Yeah.
I feel like
there's an emoji that looks like that right now.
I think so. This social media site creates itself. I have to say, this is coming together quickly.
I see no problems with it.
I don't think we have to do much other than type it into ChatGPT. We'll just be like, create this social media site for us, please.
You think you could do that?
We're going to try. We're going to try after the show. What do you think about Poopster? Oh, there you go. Miss Justice has the... There it is. There's the logo right there.
Nailed it.
Little plume of ass gas.
Join me on Fart. Check out my fart.
Yeah. You know, I've been following you lately, and you've been farting like crazy. It's been nuts.
You've been silent lately. You haven't been on for a while.
Is that what we call the DMs? The silent?
The silent. This is the podcast, folks. This is what you sign up for.
You didn't fart that one. It was a silent one. Oh, damn. All right. I didn't get on that list then.
Or if you... If you share something with your friends, that's called crop dusting.
Oh, I like that a lot. Tag a lot of people. Crop dust?
Yeah, crop dust, the whole group of people. I feel like, because that's where we're headed. I mean, might as well just change everything to that.
Yeah. You know what? I never liked that Idiocracy. I haven't really seen it since.
Oh, but it's perfect for...
For
it,
now.
It takes place 500 years from now, but we're getting there way sooner.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. There's a scene where Dax Shepard, thank you, I almost said Prescott. Dax Shepard is sitting on his couch and he's like, what does he say? I'm baiting? What is he saying?
Yeah. Someone's knocking at his front door and he's watching TV and he doesn't want to come to the door. So, I'm baiting.
That just sticks in my head so much. That's what I think about every time somebody bothers me, and I don't want to get up and deal with it. I'm just like, I'm baiting.
Man, that movie hit the nail on the head a little too. It hit a little too close to home with society.
A little too rough is what I like to say.
Agreed.
Yeah. So anyway, let's get back on the fart topic train here. Let's start with Columbia because that's depressing. The farts will be fun. So Columbia University, people are like, it's getting crazy here. The amount of protesting that's going on is at such a fever pitch that Columbia canceled in-person classes today as anti-Israel protests are sort of rising tensions in the New York City campus there.
Anti-Israel.
Yeah.
I mean, for the retaliate, what's the...
Listen, I think that there was a plenty of pro-Palestinian sentiment there to begin with. Yeah. And like we talked about on the last show that we put out publicly, you can't do what Netanyahu did last time around and not expect the world to react negatively.
Right. To be fair, Hamas is the one that started everything. I'm kind of ignorant in the whole how it all works, but Hamas did it on behalf of
Iran.
Iran. Okay.
Yeah, kind of. Like that's
Palestine come into that?
Just basically because great question. So Iran is backing Hamas with weapons and them and all that kind of jazz. And then Israel and Palestine obviously not getting along. You know that part of it.
Right.
And it's just basically Iran going, we'll pick. I don't even know. I mean, we'll have to ask people, but I don't even know if the Iranians like Palestinians as much as they just don't like Jewish people, and they don't believe Israel deserves to have its own state.
The whole thing is just a mess based on you have your faith. I have mine, but mine's better. And I can tell you what to do with yours. None of it makes sense to me. I just don't get that whole get out of our way because our faith's better than yours thing.
Yeah.
It just doesn't hit home with me.
And the most frustrating thing about all of this, not to sound like a fourth grader here, but literally just find a spot. If Jerusalem is the thing, okay, then carve out a little thing or draw the line around Jerusalem, make that the neutral area. Put one on one side, one on the other, don't fight, and everybody should be happy. I mean, I know that sounds
ideally, yeah,
like a juvenile conclusion, but it's the truth. Because bombing the shit out of each other over the next however many years, after they have been bombing the crap out of each other for a bunch of years,
I wonder if you asked the people of Israel and Palestine, because right now it's the leaders who are button heads and they're attacking each other, that whole thing. But if you ask the people, would you be okay with sharing the land? Would you, and you ask the other side, would you be okay with sharing the land? And if they all were like, yeah, I don't know why our leaders are throwing us into war. Would you think that would be, I wonder like what the consensus would be.
I wonder too, because I feel like in America we would be like, because that's the thing in America, right? We're split 50-50 Democrat, Republican. But if you ask most people, they really feel the same way about a lot of the issues. Like, I feel like the middle 80% is probably more united than it feels being split 50-50. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Whereas there, I'm not so sure because of all the shit that they've done in the past to each other.
It's a lot of history there that it's probably a whole... I don't know how many courses to cover it all.
Yeah. Well, this is a fun thing. We talked about a couple of podcast episodes ago. Remember I was pontificating about how I think I live here in America, in New York, which is just lovely and grand, certainly better than in the situation that they're in over there. And I think about, I'd love to live on an island somewhere or live in a tropical place. Whereas those people literally put their family in harm's way every day, deciding to live in the Gaza Strip, deciding to live in certain places because they just refuse to move because they feel like this is my land. I'm not giving it up. And they both feel that way. You know, so I don't know if they would be as laissez-faire as I would think they would be, or as you would think that they would be, which we feel which, most people probably would feel.
I understand, like, I need to live here, but why can't someone else live next door?
I know.
Like, you know, if it's like, I don't know how big the land that the disputed land over that they're disputing is, but you know, like, again, share, like, live, you know, obviously, you know, you don't share if you don't want to live in the same house, that's understandable, but can't that another person of another faith live right next door? What's the problem there? I don't get it.
Yeah, we could pull it off here in America.
Yeah, I just don't. I mean, I know it's been going on for forever, this this struggle, but generations go by, and it's like, well, has this generation softened to the fact that maybe they can start merging, you know, societies?
Well, I think you just said it right there. It ain't going to be, certainly wasn't the prior generations, and certainly not going to be this generation. Maybe their kids and other kids. And that's the sad part. We could all see it. You and I can see it right here. We're not wrong. It's going to be those young kids that go, oh, we've been blowing each other up for like 7 decades. Let's try and compromise and find another way. That's exactly how this is going to come to a conclusion.
I hope sooner than later.
Right? Because, I mean, how did, like, look at all the world wars. And then there was a big blow up. And then eventually everybody was like, oh, okay, maybe we could find a way to get it. So it's like, why don't we try and get to that without the big explosions prior and figure it out?
I mean, just you would think that settling it would be in everybody's best interest rather than blowing each other up.
Sorry, I don't know if I got to that cough button in time. Did you hear that big throw clear?
I heard cough.
Sorry.
It wasn't that big. Okay. I think you cut it off like mid-cough.
Okay, sorry. I'll tell you where I don't want to be right now. Number one, Gaza. Number two, Columbia University. Because it's become one of these weird things where it's like they're fighting that war over there, and now all of a sudden, it's not a war, but it's certainly like, okay, so they canceled classes today. There's a professor there, Shai Davidi, D-A-V-I-D-A-I. He's a professor there. He was refused entry onto campus to attend a pro-Jewish rally. The Columbia Jewish alumni are demanding the firing of the president of Columbia University, Manoush Shafiq. Phenomenal name. I don't know what the guy did or is doing, but Manoush Shafiq is a good name. And also Elise Stefanik and all the New York House GOP lawmakers are demanding that Manoush resign immediately as well. So, like, it wasn't too long ago that we were knocking these people off because they couldn't come up with the common sense answer of, you know, you shouldn't be able to threaten Jewish people on campus and shit like that. Right. And now this is exploding again, and we got another college president or university president on the hot seat. I don't know. This is my worst nightmare, though, friend. This is what happens to radio shows and podcasts most. What's happening to Columbia right now is usually what happens to us. Like, you get on, you start debating on something, somebody takes it, puts it in print, then you're in trouble, and now all of a sudden, the original issue is no longer the problem. It's the stupid radio host that said the thing that becomes
I think
we should stop talking about this right now.
That's fine.
Before we pick it up from Columbia, and then we're really in trouble. Story broke over the weekend. We didn't really talk
about all that broke.
Wind. Got it. That Trump smelled in court. Now, we don't know any of this for sure because Smell-O-Vision doesn't exist, despite the fact that Emeril Lagasse has been toying with our emotions for years about that.
If anybody can do it.
Yeah, I believe it would have been. Yeah. I miss Emeril Lagasse, by the way.
He was awesome.
He was great. I miss the days when the Food Network used to have food cooking shows on their channel.
He didn't overdo the BAMs. Like, you, if I was the BAM guy, I'd be BAMing everything. Bam, bam, bam. You know, everything would be a BAM. But he didn't, you know, a couple of BAMs a show.
And he knew how to play it too, right? He knew how to do the subtle bam.
Yeah.
And then get the big bam out of the Yeah. You're good point.
Guy was a he knew what he was doing.
He knew how to entertain. Yeah. Well, anyway, we don't know because Smell-O-Vision doesn't exist. The second thing is there's no cameras allowed in the courtroom, but several sources have come forward and say not only was there a stank around him, but that he nodded off twice, which I can believe because that shit's boring as all
shit. It's every day, though. He's nodded off every day. You're on trial. It's not like you're the, you know, you're just an audience member. This is your defendant. How do you nod off at your own criminal trial? That's like OJ nodding, you know. You're the guy that's being...
He's bored.
This whole thing is about you.
It's not exciting, man. Right. Well, he can't talk. Imagine being him and you're in a room and you can't do 99% of the talking is not done by you. He's just sitting there listening to everybody else. That's torturous. That's torturous for him. Now, listen, people can take swipes at me and they do. And that's fine. But here's why I believe this story wholeheartedly. There's two reasons. One, I'm half this guy's age. And if I'm not watching an Islander game or some movie that I picked, I am nodding off. I'm immediately nodding off on the guy. Like my kids put shit on, Cuddles.
Yeah, but that's if you're sitting at home, comfortable in your own home, and you're not obligated to pay attention in any way.
Which is most things, by the way. That's most things that I do.
But if you're on trial in a criminal case, you'd think you'd pay attention at least a little bit, because then you walk outside and go, this is totally unfair. How do you know it's unfair? You didn't even pay attention to most of it. You can't, you fell asleep during it. How are you going to comment on it?
Even if I was on trial, I don't know if I could stay awake. Okay. I just don't. I can't. I don't know about you, but since I turned 40, if it's not the Islanders or the Mets or the Giants.
All right, fair enough. But do you think Trump farted himself awake?
Yeah. Now, here's the second reason why I think he's farting in court. This motherfucker eats a lot of McDonald's.
That is true.
And from somebody who had McDonald's on Saturday night, my Sunday was a brutal Sunday. It was a Sunday, bloody Sunday in the Ant household here. It was, I don't know how people eat that stuff more than once in every like two or three. I just don't know.
Now double your age and eat it like every day.
Yeah. He loves it. He loves that shit. This guy eats way more cheeseburgers than anybody should.
Agreed.
So that's a stinky ass fart right there. I'm sorry. I don't care what anybody says. That is a brutal gastric
system. Imagine you're a reporter and you get your first big story and they go, all right, Johnson, we're going to send you down to the courthouse. You're covering the historic former president's first time a former president's been up on a criminal trial. You're covering it. And guess what? We got you a seat right next to, across from the president. I was going to say behind the president, but Robin, I think, beat me to that before. Like sitting behind the president and then you get there and you're like, the hell?
It's that smell.
And then that's your day. Then you got to sit there for hours while he's asleep, farting himself awake. You're sitting there going, like, what the hell is this? What am I doing here?
Yeah. And people are saying it's made up. That's a wild. I'm not putting it past the left-leaning liberal media, but that's a wild one to come out with where everybody jumps on board. I don't know. I think he might be farting, and I think the fact that he's farting is a little bit more plausible than the fact that he's not, that somebody just made this up and everybody's running with it.
Hey, to be, devil's advocate, he's sitting next to other people. Maybe the other people farted. Chances are it was the 80-year-old man sleeping that did it, and not the, half of his age lawyers sitting around him. But who, benefit of the doubt, maybe he didn't. Who knows? There's a lot of people in the court.
Listen, people fart. I get it. People fart. I've farted 6 times since the show started 10 minutes ago. I mean, it's just the way it is.
I know. These are powerful microphones. Headphones? Damn it. Headphones.
I didn't even, if you didn't point that out, I would have never known. I would have never jumped.
I would have got ripped up later for it. So, somehow.
You liberal idiot, those are headphones.
You don't even know what a headphone is. Which, fun fact, this one doesn't work. This one works. I don't hear anything out of this one.
Oh, my God, for show. Really? Oh, that would kill me if I was doing that.
Yeah, it all comes out of this one. I got to get a new pair.
I can't even remember the 420 show, can you? All I remember is laughing really hard at Frank Tober.
We did a 420 show? Frank Tober, yeah, that was Aaron. That was a beauty from Aaron.
Aaron knocked a couple out of the park, although you had a big hit, and I feel like I had like a little bit of a triple towards the end. I can't remember what it was, but that the end of that show was very, very funny. All I remember is laughing really hard.
Yeah, we wrapped it up nicely.
Yeah. If you want to watch the 420 show, it's still in the members-only area. You can catch up on it. If you're not a member, you're never going to get to see it. You could join, though, right now for $2.99 and check it out and then cancel immediately afterwards if you really wanted to.
Loophole.
It would be nice to stick around, though, if you could. Nice. All right, Frankie C. Dave Matthews Band.
This is the story you've been waiting for. Go ahead.
Here's what's gratifying. Last year, you know, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame lets the fans vote. Last year, the artist that won the fan vote was the Dave Matthews Band. They were, I believe, if not the first, maybe the second, but I believe they were the first artist to win the fan vote and not get inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's a pretty big insult from the shitty old codgers that run that Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This year, they go back into it. They overwhelmingly win the fan vote again. And we got the announcement earlier that the Dave Matthews Band will indeed be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2024. It's a big, big, big deal for everybody.
They've been around, what, it's got to be 30 years now?
It'll be 30 years, yeah. Because they always say from the release of your first album, which for, well, there was an independent release, but really 94 was the year for them. And so it's been 30 years to the T. When Metallica got in 09, when did they release their first album?
81.
81.
Was Kill 'Em All, their first album.
Pretty so sure, yeah. That was what, 28 years?
81 to what, to 09? 29? No. Yeah, 28 years.
That yeah, it was right. 20, yeah. Damn, oh, I wanted to give you so much shit for...
For what?
I thought Dave Matthews...
I'm sorry, 83. My mistake was 80... they released it in 83. The band formed in 1981. But the album didn't come out till 83.
Till 83. Yeah. So 20 years is 2003. So 26 years, that would make... Because you have to be 25 years. That would make sense. Okay.
Okay, so 26, yeah.
So 26 years, damn. I thought we had you on that one, but all right. Anyway, for those of you who are hardcore Dave Matthews Band fans, which I know there's a bunch of people out there that are, they kicked out the violinist Boyd Tinsley a couple of years ago because this was during the Me Too movement, and right. Somebody Me Too'd him, and another musician from a band who they were in a side project band together, and Boyd was doing all this weird shit like, send me your dirty, sweaty socks after a show and stuff like that. Very creepy. And the guy had all the text messages and he put it all out and it was a whole big thing. And Boyd was asked to leave the band and that was it. And we never heard from, I mean, we've been hearing from him. It's been the saddest stuff. Every now and then he puts like a drug fueled video up where he just mumbles about his cats or a carpet or he's moving rocks or so. It's just the strangest, most
moving
bizarre
rocks.
Video. Yeah. Like one day he just moved rocks for 3 hours on an Instagram live and every comment was, please go get help, Boyd. Like, please go get help. That was the whole spiel on him.
Oh man.
And still, I think to this day, he's struggling with some demons or drugs or whatever. I don't know. But he hasn't been welcomed back at all. The weird thing is the band never really replaced him other than on occasional somebody with a fiddle would sit in. But for the most part, they haven't really replaced him. They got a piano player instead. And the big question is he going to be included? You know, will he be included in the induction? And the CEO of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame came out today in an interview on Preston and Steve and said that Boyd Tinsley is indeed going to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Whether he shows up or not is up to the band on whether or not they want to invite him. So now I feel like there's this whole new kind of pressure on the band to be like, do we invite him? Do we not invite him? It's obviously going to be a huge absence if he's not there.
All right.
Like even Metallica, didn't Jason Newsted come along for the ride? Wasn't he there?
Yeah, he was inducted, I believe. What's his name? Robert Trujillo only joined the band. I think he's been in the band. It's got to be,
I think, since 2001, right? Like 2000?
Over 2001. 20 years. Yeah, he's been there the longest. But, you know.
What about Cliff? Cliff got in, obviously, right?
Yeah, I think they all kind of, the three bass players. I don't think McGovney got in. I don't think he was part of the band when they officially formed. But I think the three of them were. I don't quote me on that. I'm not sure if all three of them were inducted.
Would you say McGovney? He went on to fight Billy Madison in the golf tournament. Shooter McGovney? Is that your name?
Shooter McGovney, yep. That's the same guy.
Okay. Thanks for going along with me on that really long wind up for much of a payoff.
That's okay. I like it. Got to support the team.
Anyway, so now we don't know if Boyd's going to be invited or not. And I feel like it unfairly puts pressure on the band because people are going to be like, he should be there. He was part of the sound and everything else. But also on the other hand, nobody told Boyd to go make dudes feel uncomfortable by asking for their fucking socks after a concert, you know?
Yeah, I don't know if you get the, if you get to enjoy the honor of the Hall of Fame. I don't know. I don't think it's probably something that you would miss out on.
You wouldn't invite Boyd is what you're saying.
I mean, if it's bad enough to get kicked out of the band, then probably I would not invite him.
Let him get it. Send the plaque to his house. Like, cause you can't remove him from the band. You can't scrub him from the history of the band. I'm saying
you could re-record all the albums.
I guess you could. That's a lot of work.
But that's not what. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I don't know exactly what he did. He asked for people's socks.
Well, yeah, he took this young kid out on the road, and they started a side project, and then he started essentially harassing him, and you know, socks is one of the things that like it stuck in my head. I think he forced himself on him a little bit. Maybe tried to. Give him a massage or kiss. It's been a long time ago. I forget.
Yeah, then that's a no.
It wasn't great. It wasn't a great look.
Right.
And it was really tough because he's married with kids. So it's like, are you hiding who you really are on top of being inappropriate with somebody who's kind of like an employee? And again, it is that employee-employer relationship because when you're in the massive band and then you start a small, tiny side project with somebody else, you're in that position of like that little band wasn't making any money. They were all going to see the guy from the Dave Matthews Band, you know, play his little side project. So it's a power dynamic that he was abusing and taking advantage of. So
not good. I think that's a big no. It's a hard pass.
It's a hard pass from Frank. All right, he's ruled. That's it. Sorry, DMB fans. I don't think we're going to see Boyd. The problem is the instrument is missed. Like when you go to shows, there are some songs where that violin is so iconic.
Why wouldn't they have replaced him?
Yeah, I don't know. They just, you know what? It happened right before an album came out. And we weren't even really sure if he was on the album. And then we found out he was because some of the older tracks that they were putting out, he was on all some of the old shit. Right. And then they went out on tour. So it was like, guess just don't replace him, you know, to make it feel weird, like just go out without him. And then I got to a place where I think they just fell in love with the keyboardist so much that they brought on tour that they were like, well, just let this guy be in the band.
Does the keyboard fill in for the parts that the fiddle
on some songs, not all of them on some songs, but there was a young lady who joined them a couple of times and I forget where, but this is why I remember it because as soon as that violin got back on that band, that's all everybody's like, that was the news in the Dave Matthews Band world was there's a violin back on these live, you know, tracks. Like everybody, like that was shared so much when that happened. It was so, don't know. But it's big doings in the world of Dave Matthews Band because we can't be denied. You know what I'm saying?
You go marching.
Yeah, I feel like this was a big win. We don't really get them all that often, you know, especially me. Islanders, Giants, Mets, you know. It's nice to win one. It's nice to win one, Frank.
Yeah. Rangers, Jets, Mets.
Yeah, you know.
It's tough.
I want to talk about this really quickly, too. Did you see that Fish played the Sphere in Vegas?
No.
Somebody sends me a video. Now, remember, so you two opened up the Sphere. That's the big round ball in Vegas, and they have the big screen inside. It's a whole huge deal. We talked about how much went into the production of that show. We talked about Metallica might play next and Beyonce and all these rumors. Well, Fish slid in there.
Didn't see that coming.
Nobody saw that coming. And somebody sends me a clip of Fish playing the Sphere, and the video that they have playing on this gigantic screen behind them is literally a dog licking like a bowl, like you're inside the bowl. So the Sphere was like the glass that the dog was licking. So you just see this massive dog just licking a fucking thing behind the band. There's a big dude, Fish.
I can't name one Fish song. I can't hum a tune of theirs.
I'm not surprised.
I don't know any of their bullshit.
They're not even a sect of people. They are their own species. Okay. Those fans.
They're fish.
Yeah, they literally are. You know what they call themselves? Jimmy Buffett had what? What do they call themselves?
Parrotheads.
Parrotheads, thank you. Parrotheads. The fish fans, they call themselves the schoolers or something like that because school of fish.
It's clever.
I know we're going to take some shit for this because I know there's some big fish fans.
If you're a fish fan, I'm not going to be like, oh, you're an, you know, you're. I'm sure I can't comment on Fish because I don't know any of their music. So I'm not a good barometer of their stuff.
Can I tell you something? I may be the one and only mediocre Fish fan. There's either people like you who've never heard or don't care, and there are people that would kill family members for an extra ticket to a show. I think I'm literally the only one that's like, I think I know like five songs. And everybody else is on either side of that.
I'm sure if I've heard the song, I'd be like, oh, yeah, all right, yeah.
No,
probably not, right?
I don't think so.
They don't have anything big out there that's like radio.
Nothing.
Heavy songs.
Literally nothing. Wasting time and heavy thing. And I only know this because when I was at EHM, they were like, you got to play some Fish. You got to play Fish. And I never did. And then people were like, why don't you play fucking Fish, man? You like, you play Dave Matthews all the time. So I just started playing like three tracks because there were the only three that were in the computer, to be totally honest with you. I mean, you've been there, right? Where you're like, all right, this one's in the computer, I guess.
You get a request, you're like, nope, don't have that one.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a great thing. I don't have that one, man.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, here's the thing. Paige, I have... Oh, we're going to do a new press photo here from Paige. Look at this photo from Paige.
Oh, that's Paige.
That looks like a professional headshot. I think Paige is going on tour. I have a friend who is obsessed with Fish, and she is a buttoned-up school teacher, yet follows Fish around like crazy. That's the thing.
How do you... I guess during the summer.
Yeah, during the summer, because that's when they mostly tour. Okay. But I'm talking about bankers. There's probably Fortune 500 CEOs that wear their suit and tie every day or their pantsuit in and command an army of 900 million employees and then go and get fucked up on Whippets and watch a dog lick a screen. Fuck.
I mean, is that like one of their videos or is it like a music videos or is it like a song of theirs? Does that make any sense for the band?
I wish I could tell you.
I have no, yeah, it's just weird.
I have no idea. All that went through my mind was fucking you two spent like a year and a half and $10 million on video production. And yeah. Fish was like, I don't know, put peanut butter on that bowl and put your phone underneath it.
You know, that sounds like something like, because they're what, like a progressive rock kind of a band, right?
Yeah.
It sounds like thumbing their nose at the kind of money that gets put into these high quality things and saying, well, why don't we just make fun of that whole thing and have a dog licking a bowl?
That could be your angle. That could be their angle. You could be right. Yeah.
You know, just make fun of the ostentatiousness, just the over budgeted craziness of it all.
Yeah. Yeah, it's either that or they're like, oh, our fans get really fucked up and this will really trip them out.
That could be.
To make it seem it's like
we're
licked.
Food, man.
But I'm telling you, I don't know. Because if I'm the sphere, I'm like, I get it, guys. But maybe we're charging an arm and a leg for these fucking tickets.
Well, how long was that video going? Was it like a couple of seconds or was it like the whole time?
So the video was a couple of seconds that got sent to me, but I think it was like the entire song that they were playing, which a Phish song, if you don't know, it's 3.5 hours each song. Their shows are 24 hours straight.
I can't even. I mean,
they are one of those bands that starts to play a song and then midway through they might forget what song they're playing because it gets so crazy out of whack.
And it's probably the fans are just so into it. It's like, yeah, they're just jamming now. It just turns into a big jam session.
Yeah.
I'm sure they start out with a song and then it's just, they just go off on these tangents, which could be cool. You see your favorite band playing live and they just go off on these riffs and they start jamming out on whatever. I would love to see if Metallica did that. They start playing a song and they just started riffing and just,
they don't jam enough.
Yeah.
Metallica does not jam enough.
They jam every now and then, but they usually, you know, the song is the song, but every now and then, in the middle of a song, they'll riff and they'll do other things and they'll...
Yeah, it's now and then. I'd love to see them do it more.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
You know? Like, Dave Matthews went through a time where it was too much. It got too jammy.
Yeah.
And people started to get like... And I was like, oh, it's cool. And then I remember the tour that for some reason they were like, all right, we're going to stop doing this. We're just going to play more cuts. And everybody was like, holy shit, there's like 6 more songs in this set list. Like, how great is this?
That's you know? Funny.
Yeah, so I don't think they do it that much anymore, but fucking the Grateful Dead used to do that. The Grateful Dead would start a song and then fucking finish it the next night. They would just fucking fade out and then play a new song and then be like, oh, we never finished that song from 2 nights ago. Let's finish that.
I'm surprised they kept track of it. They're like, oh, I remember that 2 nights ago. Nobody remembers. Just keep
going. Just keep fucking going. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So congratulations to the Dave Matthews Band. I think that's a good accomplishment, man. And there are some people on that list that I thought were already in. You know, like Peter Frampton, I think, is just getting inducted. I thought he was in for a while, but
I said that same thing that you just said for Ozzy.
Yeah, but I Ozzy think too. But Black Sabbath is probably in, right?
Right, they have to be, right? I mean, there's no way that Black Sabbath isn't in.
I hope so. I mean, I guess they're going off of his solo stuff, but. If he's not already in, that would be insane.
Yeah.
If he's not in some way or shape or form, then
yeah, no, he's got to be. He's got to be in. Which is also kind of insulting because not that Ozzy doesn't deserve it, but a lot of these artists that do get in solo after their group has gotten in, and you got people like Peter Frampton just sitting out on the sidelines, it's kind of fucked up.
How does that, like, do they just sit around and go, oh, Peter Frampton? Or does Peter Frampton call them and go, hey guys, it's been 25 years since my solo album, you know, since this album came out. What do I, you know, I wonder who contacts who and who keeps these bands at the top of the list.
Peter Frampton called them up and was like, wah, 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 wah.
Well done.
And they were like, Peter? Oh shit, we forgot.
Damn it. Oh man, that's a great bit. If can you imagine, we got Peter Frampton on the line, and every time you go to him, it's like the Charlie Brown adult. Like, thanks, Peter. And the answer to every question.
That would be good.
Funny bit.
Yeah, I don't know. I think just time passes and other people get in, and then it's kind of like, all right, who's left? Who's next? Who's ready?
Do they do that? Like they just start digging up past do the bands themselves, like, you know, for like the Academy Awards, you have to submit you know, the film, or you have to submit a form, whatever, you have to sign up, whatever it is, you have to submit a clip, or for the Emmys, I think, you have to right. submit a clip from an episode or something like that. Is this that, like, because I'm sure there are bands that just get forgotten about, but whose fault is that? Is that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for just forgetting yeah. them, or is it like the band's like, I'm not going to worry about this?
I think it's a mix of both, because I think also the record labels want some of these bands to go in because that's more, you know, cashola. Oh, we can get them back.
So the labels are probably a big...
I think the labels are pushing big time because they're like, we can sell greatest hits album. We could do a tour. We could do, you know.
I'm sure Frampton sales will go up. Dave Matthews sales will go up. All this. Even Ozzy. And yeah, they'll see a big bump on that stuff.
Yeah, 100%. I think they're the ones that are doing it. But if you remember, who's the guy? Steve Miller. Steve Miller blasted the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame when he got in, because he was like, you have to buy a table, you have to do this, you have to do that. And he's like, it costs like $2 million to get inducted into the Dude. Hall of Fame. And like, they That's have insane. To, yeah, I'm exaggerating. I don't know what the amount, but I think it's like $10,000 a ticket, and you have
That's
to
crazy.
You have to buy a table, or you have to buy like a minimum of two tables or something. And then it's like all this crazy stuff that comes with going into the Rock. So like some of these guys Jeez. Legit can't even like afford it. Like that's kind of what Steve Miller was saying. And that's Steve Miller's crazy. Was huge.
Yeah.
You know, and he was like, this is bullshit. He's like, you're inviting me to come down. It's costing me a fucking arm and a leg.
That's crazy. I mean,
it's the same thing though with the Radio Hall of Fame. Have you ever heard about that?
No.
They just talked about somebody was saying, I forget who it was. They were saying, like, you pay for everything. You're just paying for everything. You're paying for tables. You're paying for flights. You're paying for all this stuff. Never, you know me, even if they inducted me tomorrow, I would be like, you can go fuck yourself. Like, and especially, like, half the people that go in are just regional people. Mm-hmm. How are they affording all this fucking shit to be inducted into the Hall of Fame?
I don't know, man. I mean, can you just... You get, all right, we're inducting you, but you have to, what if you refuse, like, oh, I can't make it to the induction ceremony.
I'll be like, I'll Skype in.
Yeah. turn your radios to whatever FM, I'll be on that.
Yeah, I'll be there. Robin with a good point, AOA Hall of Fame is just $2.99, and you get a free 420 show.
That's a deal. Right? That's a deal right there.
That is a deal.
Now, and it's like the same thing with the Hollywood Walk of Fame. You have yeah. to. Pay for that. You have to buy, I think it's like $30,000 for the star.
Yeah, to buy every that time. Stupid thing.
Yeah, so you have to, I think you have to apply for it, I think. I'm not sure about that, but I know you have to pay every time it gets done. That might be for the actual work to be, you know, they have to make the stone, put it in the thing. I don't know if that's $30,000 worth, but I think the whole thing costs $30,000, maybe for the ceremony or whatever the hell. But yeah, the person... Getting a star on the Walk of Fame pays, I think, $30,000 for that star.
Peter Frampton is Charlie Brown's school teacher, asks Aussie Annie. Kind of. What song is that, too? I don't even know. I wonder if you ever knew. Yeah. What do they call that thing, too? It's like a tube that they stick in their mouth.
In the mouth, and they play along with the guitar. I'm not 100% sure what that's
Yeah, called. The guitar, like, pushes. It's the same thing that Bon Jovi, Richie Sambora plays.
Yeah, I don't know. Let me see. Voice.
I don't know what box? They call that thing.
A talk box.
A talk box?
Yeah.
Literally like two tracks. Those are the only two tracks I can think of that anybody's ever used that thing on.
Yeah, there's only a couple. Metallica did one song with that.
Really?
Off of Load, the album Load. The hell was this? It's either 2x4. It's The House That Jack Built is the name of the song. And it's on Load. It's a cool track. And it's got that voice box in it. I don't think I've ever seen them do it live with the voice box.
Because nobody gives a shit about it?
I guess not. I don't know.
All right, this leads me to my next. We're doing a lot of music talk. By the way, I took some shit over the weekend for people. They were like, you don't do music talk enough. Well, I hope here it is. I hope you're enjoying it.
Jeez.
Taylor Swift.
You skipped Zoe, but okay, that's fine. I'm fine with that.
Okay. We'll do Taylor Swift. This isn't the topic, but Taylor Swift. So I realize that my excitement over the new Taylor Swift record, this one and the last one, comes solely from your wife. Because if your wife wasn't excited, I don't know if I would give a shit at all. But I'm trying not to be the old codger who's like, I don't get it. She's not talented. Like, she's very
music
talented.
Today, yeah. These kids don't know what they're listening to.
Yeah, yeah. But I had this realization. I would love to know what Aaron thinks of this and all the other Swifties out there, which is because Dave does this a lot and...
Dave rips up Kim Kardashian a lot?
No, I wish. That's interesting. She ruins all the men in her life. Kanye, very anti-Semite.
This is an the whole album right there for it.
Hold on, call Dave. I think we're cooking on something here. What was I going to say? No. Okay. So judging, because you just said this about Metallica, it reminded me of this. And I think this is what's happening with Taylor. So Taylor, and I only know this because of Aaron, Taylor comes out with an album. Then she surprises everybody with a second record at 2:00 in the morning. And it says, oh, good. She's here. Look, see, perfect. Welcome, Aaron.
Wait, what do you want to know?
It's like the bat signal. I just say Taylor Swift and Aaron shows up.
True.
She sensed a disturbance in the force.
Yeah. This is my theory. It's not, so I would, because I did listen to a couple of the tracks, right? Because I wanted to hear Florida, the Florence and the Machine one. I wanted to hear Fortnite. And then I wanted to hear the Kim Kardashian one, especially after your hot take of not or thinking it was beneath her. So I'm listening to that. I'm listening to a couple of the other tracks, and it dawns on me because I'm like, okay, Fortnite, the one with Post Malone, is the lead single. And I like, I get it. That's a catchy song. That's a good tune. That is a lead single kind of a tune. And then the rest of them are kind of like, And then I was talking to somebody else I know that likes, that loves Taylor Swift. And she was saying that she was also casually listening. And wasn't sure if her Spotify had already skipped. You know, when you listen to something on Spotify, once you go through it, it just starts to play other similar stuff. So she was like, I wasn't sure if it was playing her older albums because almost everything sounded the same. And this came from a hardcore Taylor Swift fan. And when she said that, it dawned on me. I go, she's prolific, but I feel like she's making these albums now for her fans only. Like this idea of I need to put out 12 tracks, 8 of which that could get released as singles on radio, I don't think is on her radar at all whatsoever. I think she's making, right? Because that's kind of what happens. Like you listen to a Dave album, there might be one song that breaks out that people who aren't fans will listen to. There's 11 tracks that are just for the Dave Matthews Band fans. And I feel like that's kind of what she's doing, where it's like, there's no way we're doing this for the masses. We're just making this for, you know, our own little people. Because I don't want to be the guy who's like, they all sound the same, but I can't help but think a lot of them are sounding, the last three albums, a lot of those tracks are starting to sound the same to me.
Okay. Like there's a lot to unpack there, but the first thing is I agreed with you. The first time I heard it, I did say to Frank, these do sound the same, but, upon more listening, now I'm beginning to kind of disagree with my original assessment, but I understand why people say that, especially about this album. And it's interesting that you should say that it's for the fans because this album, more than any other one, I feel, and she said, was for her. It was like her therapy. and it was like her needing to write these as opposed to wanting to write these. And also I was talking to my friend who has children, and her husband was like, our daughter cannot hear a lot of these songs. And my friend was like, that's interesting because so many of her fans are young. And today I heard the first clean version of the song, I Can Do It With a Broken Heart. She changes the word bitch to another word, a safe word. And I'm wondering if she's going to do it with all of them, or if she's going to be like, no, this is not for the kids. This was for me, and this was for the diehards. So I guess I kind of agree with you in that it was for the diehards, but I also feel it was the one where she, as I said, I remember, I think it was Paul was like, someone said that they heard it in Target. Janine did. And Paul said, and I was shocked. And Paul said, why are you shocked that Target would play Taylor Swift? And I was like, because this album, so many curses, so many dirges. It's not like the other ones, in my opinion.
I heard the only song I heard Fortnite on the radio yesterday. The day before, yeah. Mm. It had to be yesterday, I think. And that was the only one I've heard so far on the air.
Yeah,
I think Fortnite's a pretty clean song.
I am going to do just the tiniest little backtrack from my video. Now, granted, I heard and did the show, what was it, 9 or 10 hours after the album was released. Yeah. So, excuse me, I have to do just one little tiny backtrack, and it's something that I discovered, I think, both today and yesterday, and that it's not that many songs are actually about Joe. Upon a second listen, the Tortured Poets Department, and there's another song that are not about him. They are about so much Matt Healy for a 15-minute relationship. But I just wanted to say that I said, I don't think she should be talking this much about Joe, when the only confirmed song, absolutely, at this point, is the one that's up for no speculation, is So Long London. But every other one, people are starting to sway and say, they're actually not about Joe Alwyn. There are too many clues that make it not about him. And so I just want to say, I had that hot take of, why all this Joe Alwyn shit talk when he never spoke about you? And it ends up, it's only one song at this point that is absolutely confirmed. Other people have their ideas about other ones, but they're not.
Which is so
weird.
It's
not the Joe Alwyn breakup album we expected.
Yeah, which is crazy because she went out with him for 6 years, and she only dated Healy for a few months, I think, right? It wasn't even a year, I don't think.
No. Healy's the lead singer for the 1975?
Yes.
Okay.
I think it's Maddie, but I don't know why I can't say Maddie Healy. I just can't. Don't make me.
Douche. But she, I thought this was going to be mostly Joe Alwyn because, again, a six-year relationship. That's I think that was probably her longest relationship, that, you know, ever.
I didn't realize that everybody thought they were going to have kids and shit. Everybody, I guess after 3 years, everybody kind of thought this is it for her. 2-3 years.
Well, after 6 years, most people thought she'd at least be engaged. But
yeah, that's true.
It didn't seem like that's what he wanted.
Cuddles felt that way after 6 months with me. And you know, I'm no fucking Taylor Swift or Matt Healy or Joe.
That's for sure. Well, a little better than Matt Healy.
Am I? Is he a shitty guy? Because I love the 1975. I don't know anything that went on between the two of them. So,
I think he's sort of on the racist side of the.
Is he?
I think. Right? Am I wrong,
Aaron? I mean, he said stuff.
Yeah. How does he feel about Dave Matthews? Because that could turn it around for me.
Last time we talked, I don't know.
He's very racist, but he does like Dave Matthews bands. So like, okay, well.
Yeah, congrats on the Hall of Fame. You must be really excited.
Thank you. I am. It took a long time. A lot of people worked really hard. I have a long list of people I'd like to thank, if you don't mind.
So what's going on with Zoe?
but it's interesting too, though, because I do like the Matt Healy guy, and so I want to like find out about those songs. Somebody said The Alchemist is about Travis.
Kelsey. It's about Travis Kelsey. Yeah, the last everyone was telling me it goes in order, right? It's in
pretty much
basically chronological order with her relationships. The last two or three songs are Travis Kelsey.
For the mods that are in the YouTube chat, please kick this person out immediately. Just please kick them out. And then what was the other thing? Oh, so for Fortnite, Taylor gets together the two dudes from Dead Poets Society. And that got me even more excited because I fucking love that movie. And I'll tell you what, I wanted to put my fist to the face of every Taylor Swift fan on TikTok the last couple of days that are like, I've never seen that movie, or I just watched it yesterday. And I'm like, fucking kids, you know, they don't know.
Uh-oh, Frank, guard your face.
I know you haven't seen it. You already got
it. I know, I'm an idiot. I have to see that. And I've been waiting for it to come on streaming, but it's not available yet.
That's such a good movie. Anyway, she got the two dudes from that, and they're in it. So I'm like, I kind of want to hear what's going on there. But I can't help but think, like, when I listen to the album, and it was like a revelation for me, because I'm like, oh, this isn't, like, so what I'm saying is I want to be in it. I want to be the biggest Taylor Swift fan and find those tracks that I love. It didn't happen for me today, at least.
It's totally, I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, it's not, I'm not like, oh my gosh, what are you talking about? No, it's totally valid.
Yeah. And these songs are very, very much poems set to music, I think. Right. It's just her poems that she just set to me. It's not like there are, like, if you go to her pop songs, like the music is like, you know, up, you know, crazy and, you know, all different all over the place. But this, I feel like this album, it's a lot of just poetry, tortured poets department, but it's just a lot of her poetry set to, you know, catchy, good music, really good music.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that was the process.
That's what I think
her,
most of us
had to guess.
That's what I think most of us missed. Like me and like, I missed that part. It was like when Metallica did that thing with, what's his name? And
I can't stand that.
Everybody got so excited. They're like, holy shit, Lou Reed and Metallica. And then everybody heard it and they're like, ah, never mind.
There's, if you look on YouTube, they have the big, RIP Lou Reed. Get it. But the problem with the album Lulu, for people don't know, it was Lou Reed backed up by Metallica on all the tracks. I forget how many tracks there are, 10 tracks or something. And it's just not, it's hard to listen to because it's just Lou Reed talking over Metallica riffs, basically. And they have on YouTube the tracks, just the music part, and that I can listen to. You know, the Metallica part is just, it's Metallica, just them playing riffs and stuff. But if you take away the talking over it, that doesn't match the music, and it's just very, that's probably their worst received album. I mean, they don't consider it, it's not considered, I don't think, a Metallica album.
Yeah.
But still.
I kind of feel like that's almost what she's done here of like you said before, this ain't for anybody else but me, you know?
And, it's not the Lou Reed album. Come on.
No, it
you're
is
right.
Not.
You're right. That's a bit much. You're right.
No, the music is catchy. Poetry is beautiful. It's great. I think it's a great album. It's just, you know, that was her process, I think, is she wrote I could be wrong. I could be way off. But I feel like she wrote the poetry and then wrote songs just to back them up. Wrote songs to back up the...
I just want to quickly tell my story about my backtrack of the Joe Alwyn thing. This was kind of funny. In the Tortured Poets Department song, she says, I scratch your head, like some sort of tattooed golden retriever. And I'm like, who the hell would tattoo their dog? And then I'm like, oh no, the dude is tattooed. Oh wait, that's not Joe Alwyn. Oh my God. And it just felt like that's like how I was, because I was on like no sleep.
And all kind of locked in one note at a time.
Yeah. I was like, this is definitely about Joe Alwyn and I will make it be about Joe Alwyn. And then if you really listen to it, there's nothing in the torture, you know, I can't even imagine him writing with a typewriter. No offense to Joe Alwyn, but he's just not just an actor, but it's not like one of these things where he's a novelist or, you know, he writes his own songs. He's an actor who dated her. Like he's not, I don't know, just goes to show when you want them something to fit, you'll just do it.
I was confused by that lyric too. I didn't know what the hell she was talking about. She's like a tattooed golden retriever, like a tattooed golden retriever, but she's talking about the guy like a golden retriever who happens to be, but the guy's tattooed. I get that. I was, it took me a while. I was like, well, that doesn't make any, like, what's tattooed golden retriever? What the hell are you talking about? But it just didn't lock in for me. But
maybe we'll catch you on the next album. You know what I mean? Maybe the next album will be more for you.
I think, listen, there's still hope for this one. I haven't really given it a good old listen yet. You know, I've kind of had it on and, you know, whatever. I put on a Post Malone playlist today and it was like Post Malone radio. So Fortnite was on it and then a bunch of her new tracks were on it. So that's the only bit of listening I did today. But I'm going to give it a full listen. I'm excited, but I'm a little concerned because it feels a lot like I remember, I forget what the album was. Folklore? Was there a folk? Yeah. Okay. Yep. And that was like, I remember the big controversy around that time is like, oh, this is like Bon Iver. And she started like hanging around with the Bon Iver guy. And then she like made a Bon Iver album. And then all her fans loved it. And then people were like, well, if you listen to the last Bon Iver album, though, it's probably better than Taylor's ripoff version. And I remember listening to it at the time and I was like, kind of. This is kind of true. Mm. And then ever since then, there's just been like a couple of tracks. Like, I mean, her popular tracks I love, but some of the other stuff is a little hard to digest. Anyway, to put a bow on this Kim Kardashian thing, the story today is since the record came out midnight Thursday into Friday to today, Kim Kardashian has lost over 100,000 followers on social media, which may not sound like that big of a deal.
That's a chunk. I mean, it's...
I would say it's a big, it's worthy, it's noticeable.
What does she have? She has got to, it's got to be in the tens of millions.
Okay, take a guess. Take a guess what Kim is on Instagram right now.
70 million.
70 million?
I think,
Aaron?
I don't know.
Care to gather?
Followers.
I'm going to go. Anybody in the chat want to go listen to it? Take a guess without cheating. I'm going to flash it up on the screen for everybody.
Robin says 33 million.
Good guess. What did you say, Frank? 70?
70 million.
All right, these are all good guesses. These are all...
It's going to be way higher.
I would... You could tell by my setup.
Yeah.
But this is where these are the guesses that I would have made too. 25 million says Miss Justice. She sits right now at 363 million followers.
So to lose 100,000,
it's like nothing.
It's nothing.
It's a drop in the bucket, but it's significant to lose that much. Yeah. By the way, I think the total population of the United States of America is somewhere around 365 million people.
Yeah, I was going to say that's like two, what is it? Subscriptions for every person that there are. But it's fine. It's fine. Yeah. All right. No comment. I'm going to hop off, but I don't know who Zoe is, so I can't wait for that.
Zoe Deschanel.
Zoe Deschanel. Let's talk about it.
What about her?
Okay. Between me and Zoe Deschanel?
Yeah.
Yeah, something with you, right? What's going on here?
Well, I think, and you tell me if I'm wrong, Frank, because I've misinterpreted situations before.
You're probably wrong.
But I'm starting to get the idea that her and I aren't going to wind up together. Because
you spelled her name wrong. I mean,
what?
That's she has two O's in her name.
Fuck, she's right.
That's strike one.
That's actually strike one and two for most women, but whatever.
So you're saying it's because I'm not detail oriented, not my looks or financial status is the reason why she's not going to be?
No, I'm saying it's because you're married and you've never met.
Oh. But other than
two minor hurdles.
That could be it too. Yeah. Both, which could change, by the way, by the end of this story, if I'm not careful. But yeah, she got married to one of the I'll Fix Your House guys. Well, I don't know, one of those brothers.
Fix Your House guy. Oh, yeah. The Property Brothers?
Or yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Aren't they twins? Is that the ones that are twins?
Yeah.
So she married one of the twins?
She's engaged. They just got engaged.
Hey, good for her.
Yeah.
Yes, that's bad news for you, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, what does that guy have that I don't have besides a TV show and millions of dollars in the bank?
I mean,
according to Janine, no Crocs in his closet.
Fuck, that's a good point. You know, first of all, hold on. She can't prove that. You know, I don't know. He could be a croc guy. He looks like a big croc guy to me. He looks like a big doucher.
You just referred to yourself as a douche.
Yeah.
Well, at least I'm honest with myself. I'm like the property brother guy. Fucker. Here's what I hate about this, though, honestly and truly. Zoe is, this girl is so fucking talented. Actress, singer, songwriter. Do you know what she's doing now? The fixer-upper show with him. She's just a fixer-upper person now.
She does. She hosts, co-hosts the show with
Yeah, they're doing like a fucking show where they like go and fix shit. And it's like, can't you just, I hate when people get into a relationship and then they just become the other person. It's like, be your fucking self, you know?
As I'm on my husband's podcast.
Yeah, how's Cuddles doing?
It's different. These are different circumstances. No, but it'd be like, listen, obviously you're into Taylor Swift, but if you were like, Taylor is so much better than Metallica, I'd be like, all right, we have to sit down and talk about this because you're not the
Frank,
person.
You've changed.
Yeah.
A lot of people exactly. are talking about her eyes. Is that what does it for men? Because she does have beautiful eyes.
Gorgeous. This was so weird. Okay, this is very weird. I saw, it was like a, you know, you passed by, you scroll by like on Facebook, like a random thing. They had a picture of Zoe Deschanel, the way she looks. I think what her eyes are blue or green. I don't even remember.
Magic is what her eyes are.
Okay, magic. Well, they colored her eyes brown, and you barely recognized her as Zoe Deschanel. It was so weird. Really? All they did was change the color of her eyes in Photoshop or whatever. And it was like she didn't even look like herself anymore. Mm. It was so strange. I'm telling you, take a picture of her, just change her eye color. It's like it takes you a couple of beats to go, oh shit, that's Zoe Deschanel. You have no idea how big of a change that is.
Maybe I'll do that to ease my pain today.
There you go.
Be like, oh, she loses her blue eyes. That'll be it. No, but to answer Aaron's question, it's her eyes. I would say is her number two. Best attribute, and number one I'd have to say is her tits. I mean, just let's be honest with each other. That's
number one and two.
I would have said hooties. I don't like saying the T word, but I felt like I get shit for saying hooties, and Janine's in the chat, so.
Well, Mercury says that it's the eyes do it for the women, too.
Oh, see? Yeah, I think she could
turn. I didn't mean to be so.
I think she could turn some people gay, I'll be honest with you. I'll be honest. I could transition from a man to a woman and then turn gay for Zoe Deschanel. That's how beautiful she is.
That's a journey.
Paul says, hopefully she married the straight one. Good call. Good call. Hopefully she didn't get Elton John'd. That would be bad. Elton John. Yeah.
Right, well, hey, if she's happy and she's fun doing
that. She should be with me. You know who the other problem is Cuddles. She refuses to let Zoe Deschanel into our.
Would she be down for a thruple?
I don't know.
Have two people to convince.
That you would think that would be easier than it actually is. It's quite difficult.
It sounds easier than it is.
I go, you're not even giving it a chance. I'm like, we don't even know her yet. Let's get to know her and see where it goes. And she shuts it down from the get-go, and that's not.
That's just a closed-minded attitude.
Thank you. It's not something that's negativity that nobody needs in their life. You know,
right?
You got to think positive.
Exactly.
See, this is why we've been friends for so long. You get me.
I support your nonsense.
My popular nonsense. Am I right, buddy?
Oh, my goodness. Hey-o.
We'll explain that inside joke one day. That's all I got. Anybody else got anything else?
I thought there was other assorted topics and such. Nothing?
Just in case. I guess the fish thing was kind of one of those.
I guess so.
I don't know if there was. Oh, wait. Hold on. Let me see. Was there? Oh, the 90 Day Fiance guy, you know, the fat guy with no neck, broke up with his fiance, I guess?
After more than 90 days?
Without even telling her? No, I think they've been together for like years.
Wait a minute. They've been engaged for years?
It's the, okay, I'll read you the headline. I'll tell you how we got here.
That meme of the guy waking up in bed with all the messed up hair?
Yeah, him. the fat booger who deserves no partner in life.
Oh, that's
broke
that's
up
rough.
With a girl, and she's kind of hot. I don't know. Let me see what her name is. Let me see if I can find it. Let me find her on Instagram. Liz something. Hold on. I don't
it's
know.
Probably not Booger.
It's not Booger. Liz Woods. Does anybody know anything about these people? Because I know nothing about these people whatsoever. But yeah, this
what
Liz...
if he's like the nicest guy in the world? And you just.
I don't think him. He is. I've seen some stuff.
Oh, all right.
I think he's kind of a booger.
All right. Well, if he's a booger, he's a booger. So they all broke right. up. He broke it off?
He broke it off with her.
He Newman broke up with her. Perhaps there's more to this guy than meets the eye.
No.
There's less.
There's less. Yeah. I can't find her on Instagram. I don't know. Liz Woods. Liz Woods. 90 day. I don't know if she was on the show with him or what.
She went out with Newman.
But she's kind of a pretty girl. All right, this girl is gorgeous. This is now I'm really angry. I'm very angry.
And you're sure he broke up with her?
That's what the story says.
All right.
Okay. I don't know this girl from Adam, but this looks like a fairly attractive woman. Right?
The guy. Yeah. Go to the guy's page.
I got to find the guy. Look, she's beautiful. Look, eating cherries in the middle of... Okay, who takes it? Okay.
It's so funny that you didn't even notice those were strawberries.
Wait, there's strawberries here? I was... You know, I live out in goddamn horse country over here. I mean, literally, there's farms all around my house. It's weird.
I thought you said whore's country.
I wish. Not that it would matter. like, okay. I have a chance.
In all your years of living there, have you ever seen a woman eat a strawberry like that?
No, I no, but there is literally a horse farm by like the kids' school, and I was picking one of them up. I can't even remember who. I'm picking them up, and we're driving back, and this girl was taking like an Instagram photo, like her boyfriend had the phone because like the sun was setting and everything, and the phone, and she's just like leaning back like this, like pushing her boobs up. And I drove by and I go,
"That's a weird picture.
These pictures look great on Instagram, but when you're watching them happen, they look really silly."
I got to tell you, I walked through Grand Central Station today and I saw countless people posing and doing all talking to things and doing all kinds of videos and posing for photos. It's everywhere, man.
Really? Yeah.
I mean, granted, that's Grand Central Station, but still.
90 day. Who's the fat guy? What's his name? Vince?
I don't know. He looks like a Vince.
Vince? Vincent?
Looks like a Tony. I'm going to say Tony.
Vincent J. Morales?
No offense.
No, that's not it. This guy's too good looking. Are you kidding? Let me see. 90 day fiance. No neck. Guy, there we go. See,
comes right up. There he is, Big
Look
Ed.
Fucking booger! Are you fucking kidding me? He dumped her.
Big Ed.
Jesus. She's either the biggest pain in the ass on the planet, or we have just entered a bizarre world. I don't get it.
Perhaps there's more to Big Ed than meets the eye. he's a mystery wrapped in a Twinkie.
Yeah, I don't get it. Oh, listen, look at this. Janine contributing, not even on the show. That's great. New show recommendation, Conan Must Go. I watched two episodes. Classic Conan.
Really?
It's classic Conan, HBO Max, AOA Flix Picks. There you go. Conan Must Go on HBO Max. It's pretty entertaining. Yeah, it's you know those classic clips of Conan going out and making an ass out of himself in different countries?
Oh, that's fun.
It's a new version of that. It's pretty good. Although it's kind of funny because it's from his podcast. His podcast is called Conan Needs a Friend or something. And so he talks to people, and in this show, he goes and actually visits them. So he had like one fan in like Iceland or something, or Greenland. I forget which one it was. Nobody gives a shit outside of those two places. And he went and he just showed up at the guy's fucking door. And he was like, "Here I am." Oh, more importantly, let's talk about this. Here we go. Last thing.
I just want to say, I said mystery laughed in a Twinkie. I wasn't making fun of the guy's weight. I was just quoting the Seinfeld thing.
No, don't apologize to that fat fucking no neck piece of shit.
Okay.
Thinks who he is to fucking dump a chick. Anyway, here's what has to go from TikTok, Instagram, and everywhere else. These couples that make prank videos on each other.
Yeah, I don't like those either.
I've had enough. It's enough. It's no more. They're not good. They're not funny.
And they're cruel.
They're forget cruel. You know what's cruel? They're they're planned out and
Eric,
fake.
Forget cruel.
Forget cruel. I have to sit through bad acting, and they all get a million views, and all these people are like, LOL. I'm like, you have no sense of fucking humor. I saw one today, and I swear to God, I do not write negative comments to people on. If you have
you
the balls,
lived. No, I'm kidding.
No, but like we say a lot of shitty stuff on the show. I know that. But if you have the balls to make something and put it out into the world, I applaud you. And I really rarely ever be like, this sucks. I don't do that because it gets done a lot to me. So I know how it feels. but I really don't do that because I admire people's ability to create and put themselves out there. I think that's a big deal that most people don't have the balls to do. So I never want to be shitty to somebody, even though I may hate it. I just keep it to myself. But today, this guy is at the sink and his wife is like cleaning behind him. And he's like, honey, you should diet. And then she starts like looking around and like looking at herself and touching her stomach. He's like, I think you should diet. It's time. And I'm like, he's making a hair dye joke. And she thinks it's the way, like 2 seconds in. It went on for another 24 seconds. I was just like, this is shitty. Stop doing this. And I sent it off because I'm like, I can't take it anymore. It's so fucking stupid and fake. And then every comment is like, it drives me fucking crazy.
Yeah, no, it's enough is enough. I agree with that. Because you could tell, like, and the ones with it, like, there are these weird videos where they have, I caught my partner cheating. And it's like, there's obviously a camera there.
Yeah.
And the person's like, I don't know, they're filming it like the camera's not there. And people are like, oh my God, how did she? It's like, no. This is all fake.
All of it.
It was very weird. It's just, it's got to stop.
It's like, you mean the couple that is made, that has garnered hundreds of thousands of fans over pranking each other 3 years later are having a conversation in the kitchen that's going to get out of control and we're supposed to believe this is genuine? Like, are you fucking kidding me? You know, like they've made a following off of this. They know what's happening. Right. Could you have any conversation with your wife? Like none of that would be fucking genuine. This is like acting like what happens to Kim Kardashian on the Kardashians is all totally off the cuff and real. Like, stop it. That's all I got.
Okay, that's a good rant.
That's it.
We all enjoyed it.
I'm against the TikTok ban, but I'm for the amendment to just stop couple prank TikToks. I think we could get that past the Senate and the House. It would be great.
Just slip it right under there. Yeah, just sign it. It'd be fine.
We would settle for that. I'd gladly give China all my information just to put a stop.
Here's my bank account, everything you need, all my passwords.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Yeah. Here's everything you need to know. Here's everything you need to know. Just stop at the fucking, you should diet. Like we don't know what the fuck you're there, where this is going. Like, she really believed that? Like, give me a fucking break.
Oh, that makes so sad.
Sorry.
Say something happy.
Get Oval, folks. Oval is.
No, not that. Something else. Purcell.
Good point. None of that stupid couple bullshit is in the book Oval. Order it today. On Amazon, link in the description below. Aaron, thanks for stopping and appreciate that as always.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Bye, everybody.
And that's it.
Thanks, Hans. We'll
see you guys on the next episode. Congrats to MB. Way to go, big guys.
Show me potato salad.
Maybe we should go now.
Go ahead.